Dear friends, do you remember the feeling of having excitement over having something new and fresh? Maybe a smell in a house, maybe a smell in a car. I remember about 7 years ago, we were needing more space. Our vehicle situation needed to change for obvious reasons. And it just so happened as we kind of put everything together, the opportunity to get a new car was there, our Pilot that we have today. And boy, when you get a new car, boy, there are a lot of new, nice things. I remember that feeling of getting that new car, the outside of the car glistened and the wheels shined. You can try as hard as you can to get it like that the first day. It just doesn't get there. It's just not exactly it. The inside of the car had carpets that were clean, no soil stains, nothing in there like typically happens in a car. And there was a computer system that at the time it was just amazing. Isn't it amazing with our cars that you can just look and see that your tire pressure is at a certain level? You don't have to check it anymore. I was so excited just by that feature. Wow. But the biggest thing was that new, fresh smell. Man, that was good. Just breathe in. Do you remember that feeling of that car or that house that you entered into the very first time? We got that car, we pledged that we were going to keep that smell as long as possible. We pledged that there would be no fast food brought into that car. We pledged that we would check our feet every time we entered so that we wouldn't soil the carpet. We pledged that there would be no fragrances to take away that new smell. We were dedicated. And then life happened. I remember traveling on the LC Highway and twists and turns, we got to Waldport, Our Savior Lutheran Church, and one of the children that will go unnamed kind of just let it fly in the back of that car, kind of vomited in the back of the car. Then came some coffee stains. I don't know how they appeared. I didn't do it. Actually, I did probably do it. And then, yeah, the car just didn't glisten so well, and it didn't matter that we had pledged. It just happened. Life happened. All of a sudden, that new fresh feeling was lost. And now when we say, which car should we take, no one thinks about that car. It's like, it's not good for anything. We want the other car. Dear friends, we had a report card here of the church in Ephesus from the book of Revelation. And I have to think these Christians in the city of Ephesus, they had a new and fresh love of Jesus and for each other. You just can't help but think it had to have been there. Can you imagine being a Christian in Ephesus, and do you realize that the very first time that they heard about Jesus was from the Apostle Paul himself? Wow! You heard directly from the main guy. He was the one that shared. The book of Acts 19 and 20 details his ministry in the city of Ephesus. Paul stayed there 2 years, more than any other church. Went from house to house. Not like a church. He went and personally knew these Christians. And then their next pastor, they bragged about their pastors. They must have. Their next pastor was the Apostle John. He lived up until his 90s, we think. And can you imagine having someone who actually had dinner with Jesus and saw the multiplication of loaves and fish? That's who their pastor was. How fresh and exciting Christianity must have been in those first few years. And I imagine that they too made a pledge. We're going to keep this fresh and exciting. Now, we don't know what happened exactly. I'm going to suggest a few things here. Boy, some of the writings in Revelation are hard to interpret, but we can put together these pieces that gives me the interpretation of what's happening here in this text. Boy, the city of Ephesus had a lot going on here. Life happened, and the newness and freshness and the love of Jesus and for others kind of waned. Ephesus was a cultural center. It had one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The temple to Artemis was there. There were sacrifices that were made. There were secret healings that were happening. There was a strong following of Artemis in Ephesus. In Ephesus was where people went to share all sorts of alternative views. That was kind of the cool thing, was to hear someone teach about all sorts of lessons. In our text, it mentions the Nicolaitans. It looks like there was someone, our writings tell us, it looks like there was someone who came in with an alternative view on the Lord's Supper. And he was teaching, and these Christians were constantly defending the teaching of the church, defending their faith. And as the turmoil and challenge just added up over the years, 40 years after the Apostle John was there in this church, you see, the newness and freshness of Jesus had gone away. The newness and freshness of loving each other had gone away. I read a story about this church. I never knew this story until this week. The Apostle John, we believe, gave his last sermon at this church in Ephesus in his 90s. Can you imagine sharing a sermon in your 90s? They brought him up and sat him in front of the church, and he was so sick and ill that they had to take him out of the church on a stretcher, and his sermon consisted of only three words: love one another. And as they carried him out of the church, he repeated those three words. That's all the sermon was. Wouldn't you say that's a great sermon? Love one another. That's it. Why did he have to preach that sermon? Because for whatever reason, the freshness, the newness of the love of Christ and the love for each other had waned, and it wasn't existent. You know, that's something that we should think about. Do you remember the first time, perhaps, that you felt the love of Christ? Unconditional. Great price paid for you. When you felt that, you might have said, I'm never going to let this feeling leave me. I want to stay here for my entire life and bask in His love.